put it on the desk, all I see is desk.
Well, on the desktop, you'll find, you should find that there's a project documents link. Well, actually, just there.
Project documents, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You dump it in there.
What's the username?
Your username.
What's the username and password?
That's good, isn't it?
There we go.
Excellent, right. Hopefully that's us ready to go. So, functional design meeting. I'll flesh out some of the stuff. We'll start with the minutes of the last meeting. Not a lot, thankfully, to say. Introduced ourselves, discussed the possibility of a macro facility, interacting the TV a bit more, mentioning the barcode, joystick for user manipulation, and ergonomics of the remote control as well. It's come to my attention the following. Teletext has become outdated due to the popularity of the internet. Remote control should only be used for the TV due for a time to market and possibly also cost issues. Also key is the corporate image should stay recognisable. Your colour and slogan, of course, is down in the bottom there. Now, just to say quickly, I've thought that only being used for the television, the macro facility may now not be required, or its functionality would have been of limited use, so to the point, it might be in any way, that it might not be worth pursuing. If anybody disagrees, we can definitely say so. And hopefully we'll just crack on and we'll get everything going. I'd like to possibly hear from our marketing expert first to help us gain an idea of where we're going to go. So I'll just load up your presentation from here if you want. So.
Do you like to start from here?
Is yours the
try setting one? Try? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, right.
Oh, but I put in my last name, I guess not. Okay.
That's alright.
Okay.
Do you want me to cycle through for you or?
Oh yeah, that would be fine. That'd be great. Okay. Functional requirement by me, Ebenezer.
Okay.
Okay, so we did some research. We asked 100 people their opinions on remote controls. We asked some open-ended questions. Just, what are your opinions on the remote control? Got a lot of responses. And we asked some very specific questions, and we got a lot of good feedback. Please bear in mind, this is only 100 people. So even when the groups are divided into 15 to 25, 25 to 35, there's only maybe 10 people, 15 people in each group. Okay. So we got some of the bad stuff we got. Remotes are often lost. I often lose my remote control at the back of the couch someplace. And even if it's not lost permanently, it takes me a few minutes to find it. Most buttons are not used anymore. Like you said, teletext is outdated now. I remember trying to load a DVD player recently, and there were so many buttons, it took me, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes to go through each button, because you have to press the shift button to access the yellow buttons. You know, it's just a lot of stuff that no one really uses. And if they do, not very often. It takes too long to master the remote control. I've seen some remote controls that are big, they have a lot of buttons. You have to hold down more than one key at one time to do something. They're just not great to use. We just got a lot of bad complaints about remote controls. People do not like remote controls. Some of the good stuff we got. Between the age of 15 and 25, most people will be willing to pay extra for voice recognition software. I don't get excited yet. I've got more to say on that. Most people will be willing to pay for that. And most people want remote controls to be pretty. They want it to be fancy. They want it to be different. Everybody has a white remote control with black buttons and a red button and a green button. Not everybody wants that. Finally, my opinion. The voice recognition thing is cool. And voice recognition, the software, open source software exists already. It's a bit sketchy at sometimes. You're not going to get good, always accurate results. But for a very fixed number of words, you know, you have how many different words can you have for remote control? Up, down, left, right, channel 5, channel 7. You know, how many, you can't have that many words. For a fixed vocabulary, it works quite well. I'm pretty sure people will buy it. But after a while, people may want to return it because if you have to say, I mean, most people use a remote control for switching to channels, and they say they do that about 98% of the time, using the remote control 98% of the time for changing channels, and that's for flickering through channels. So if you have to say up, 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 if you have to do that all the time, then people might get a bit fed up with that and they may return it. However, oh, because the voice recognition software exists already, there's no need to spend money on research and development. But this doesn't mean the need for microphones in the remote control, which is an unusual feature in my opinion. But if we do have the voice recognition thing, there's a lot of stuff that you can get rid of. See, you could, there are two options. Either you have voice recognition by itself, which I think is a bit impractical for like nighttime if you want to be watching television, you want to be quiet, or I don't know, you have a visitor come around and the remote's only trained for you. It's a bit impractical to have just voice recognition by itself. So you can have voice recognition and a regular remote. But imagine you got rid of the regular remote part. Then you can design the remote to look any way you want it to look because there are no restrictions on physical size or shape. It could be as fancy as you want it to be. You know, it could be like a lollipop. Something like that, something weird like that. As long as the voice recognition stuff works, that's fine. So we have the free birds, we have the design bit, we have the fancy bit, right? The voice recognition is fancy, it's cool, it's different, it's radical. So, and then we have an extra bit, I don't remember. So I'm pretty sure people will buy the remote, but is it practical to have a voice recognition system in a remote control? I think is a big question. Will people be willing to wait for the period that it'll take to train the remote? Because I think it will, the remote will get better over time with the same user. But for the first week or for the first 2 weeks, are you willing to wait? Are you willing to have a bad remote control? And what if you have visitors come around? They stay the night. They want to use the TV. They can't use the remote because they speak differently to you. And how do you account for regional accents and stuff like that? Will people return the remote control? I think a lot of young people will buy the remote control if they have the money, you know, so do our audience have the money? But will they return it after a while because it's not as fast as pressing the button, it's not practical. So these are things I think we should consider. I think it's cool. I'm sorry?
If you could speed up a bit, please.
Sure, I'm about to, yeah. I think it's cool. But there are definitely some considerations.
Okay. Excellent, right? Can we use interface design now, I think, if okay? We've got your presentation now.
Yeah, it's in the folder.
It's open, okay.
There was a
Technical functions?
Is a brief run through of the technical functions of the remote. The presentation is already slightly obsolete because I had in mind something that would be aimed at controlling multiple devices, but there's still stuff of relevance. So,
Okay.
press on. I've looked at a couple of other remote control models just for an idea of basic design principles. And wasn't really satisfied with what I saw, I have to say. So this is more of a sort of springboard for how these could be improved on. And basically, the job of the device is to send commands to an appliance, in this case the television set, to save you getting off your backside. And there's two main trends in the sort of design practice. On the one hand, and this, this particularly relates to the sort of earliest models where with so many buttons on it, it's about the size of the television set. You every possible function that the device has, the remote control controls, and most of these functions are not going to be used. It creates a rather user-unfriendly interface. On the other hand, there's a user-focused approach that pares things down to just what is most likely to get used. And of course, there's a certain amount of loss of function here, obviously, but mostly that's relatively peripheral functions. And so you go for something that's fairly intuitive to use, and for the most part, for TV remote, it's that would be channel control and volume. And if you are wanting to incorporate control of a DVD or VCR program into that, then there's a play, pause, stop, rewind, fast forward, recording, and so forth. My own view is that we should definitely be going for a user-focused design, but I think the problem with a lot of the sort of user-focused designs that are about is that they make assumptions in advance about what a given user is going to want to do most. So something that's something that is more programmable, that perhaps has the full range of functions available to it, but you can then specify yourself what you're most likely to want, so that those are then immediately accessible through a fairly minimal number of controls. I like Ebenezer's idea of including a joystick in that, and possibly a sort of fairly minimal number of function buttons. You then have some sort of basic display on it, so if you're changing between different modes for the device, it'll tell you just exactly what each direction of the joysticks are going to do, or what each function button is going to do. This is actually, I guess, like taking inspiration off of games controllers, in the PlayStation controller, you have four basic function buttons that are just marked with distinctive geometrical shapes, but and then dependent on what you're doing with it, what game in this case, those functions are then sort of further specified. So it's taking the lead from that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brent, we could hear from our industrial engineer.
Yeah.
Designer.
I still work as a pilot, I think.
If you look on the desktop, you'll find that there's a link to the project folder or project documents. If you save it in there, we can open it up from here.
Responsible for working design. This is basically the inside going on of the remote control. So we have the energy source, we have the user interface. This is what I've seen. The sender will push the button, the chip will respond, and then the digital signal is sent to the TV. So if you go to the next slide, you'll see what do we need on the user interface. Do we need many buttons, or do we need many light bulbs that could be easier to realize which appliances are on or not? Or would that take too much power? Would we need more components in there to supply the power? The joystick is another thing. If we were going to add that, there'd be more components to deal with that. So we need to. I don't know exactly what. That's the design of the layout of the electronic design, but obviously there'll be more details once we decide what we're putting on the user interface.
Okay,
so that will be decided, I guess. On the next slide. If you go to the next slide, then I just used the. It was a mess. I was just adding it together at the end there.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Tony.
So you have the energy source obviously connected to the chip, and the user interface obviously contains everything. With a switch, turn it on, infrared bulb, will contact the TV, and we'll have whatever device or DVD player bulb will turn on, say it's on. So do we need on the control different buttons to decide, or different light bulbs? Would it be easier? I don't know what we should decide on that.
Okay, well. Oh, sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No,
it's yeah. Okay. We can probably skip that. So, we've had some stuff put forward. Along with the new user requirements, we've had a lot of kind of input, I'd say, so far. I hear what the marketing expert's saying about voice activated control. However, I've got a couple of worries about that. The power required and the ability to cost, it seems like for an embedded system, this could cause us issues. For example, you see that there's fairly robust services on computers via voice, IBM do, drag and dictate.
Mm-hmm.
But these require a lot of memory and usually state quite advanced processor requirements. Voice activation could be an interesting idea, but I think that our industrial design would probably, upon some research, say that it's maybe not feasible. That's just my view right now. However, the idea of a joystick and then maybe an LCD, which you can kind of put forward so far, it's almost like having a small not TV to say, but if you can control almost all of the functionality from display, I don't know how much power an LCD would take, but it might be quite low.
That's on the remote, just telling you what's on, or?
Well, literally, if you can imagine a display maybe slightly larger than goes on a mobile phone, something where you can read a fair amount of information, traverse maybe quite a few menus. If we maybe use mobile phones as a good example, they usually incorporate, they have the keypad, and then all the other functionality is usually associated inside of it, traversing around.
Mm.
That could be one possibility. And then we could have, like, say, the common buttons, as you say, volume control, changing channels.
I think the remote, sort of default functions for the joystick would be up and down for volume, left and right for channels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that people get mixed up, like, they'd be looking at this screen and that screen, and then, you know, trying to get everything working, it'd be a bit confusing?
I think probably for the first couple of hours of using it.
Yeah.
But muscle memory is a wonderful thing. I think that size of display was about what I had in mind. Though, I mean, I would say that we could probably probably be required to most of the mobile phones that you see these days are color should probably try and just stick to black and white. Simply to keep the unit cost down. Color could be a subsequent development that costs a bit of extra money. Once everyone's got the first unit, oh, colors are black and white. But does nothing else.
That would be my feeling as well. I think you could possibly create quite a useful user interface.
The idea of the remote with the menu and the joystick, I think, if I was in a heavily bound remote controllers, then I would want one. But I think we don't have a specific audience, you know. Like, what is our target audience? What niche are we trying to market and corner? You know what I'm saying? Like, for rooms, it's intended for everybody.
I think it could probably be aimed at most people who have used a mobile. And that might be just another way of saying trying to target most people. If we were to follow that avenue, we might be, we're kind of almost relying on their experience with a mobile phone, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But that does cover a very large section of the people out there.
Sure, I think that's fair.
I imagine as well that the actual LCD and maybe to a certain extent the joystick as well, would be for the additional functionality, which maybe doesn't get used as often. Maybe it makes it easy for them to figure out how to change the channels, as in the frequencies and such, for reprogramming it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still have the main buttons that allow the people to turn the machine on and off, up and down. It depends. I mean, maybe we have the joystick as a separate one for the other functions, and there's just a small number of, as you were saying, buttons that have already been defined.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we go for the nice standard up and down and volume control, so that literally anybody can come along, pick up the remote, and still know what to do,
mm-hmm.
and can completely ignore most of the functionality, which would be for, say, the actual owner of the TV and who would normally use the unit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The thing I like about the joystick is that you can then basically put it. I mean, the main thing people do with a TV remote is the volume and the channel. You could pack all that onto a single control.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. If you wanted to access further functions, you then get sort of menu navigation. I mean, with things like tuning in channels, adjusting brightness and fiddly things that no one really bothers with. Most TVs these days actually have menus anyway, so this would be a fairly rational way of integrating the remote with the device it's controlling. I do have a concern about our market. Most of the replacement for remote market is sort of for remote control rationalization. You've got 20 different devices in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You want one that will do the job of all of them. If all you're replacing is one of the however many remotes you have in your living room, you still need separate remotes for everything else. I just think that
this is a requirement that we have to stick to, I'm afraid. This isn't one that I've just arbitrarily decided on.
Yeah.
So this is one of the solid ones that has to be obeyed for now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand your point and I would agree with you, but this is our design spec for now. To say.
Would that include access to, say, interactive functions on digital and cable?
Yeah.
I would say so, yes, because then we have to be able to control the remote boxes, and that is a separate unit. I would say that the design spec would be labelled like as for the television only for now.
Mm-hmm.
And until we hear otherwise, we should go with just that.
Okay, specifically. totally.
Okay, maybe we'll hear differently. But
so the joystick is just for different things.
You use the manipulation of certain functions,
okay.
Yes.
Maybe the NAND market should be TV manufacturers rather than public. Quite similar to their supply with.
There is that possibility, yes. However, I don't know exactly where we'll be going with that, but it might not even be the avenue we're marketing it for. That might be sales,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not in this meeting.
It's just the way out the 12.5 euros per unit.
Mm-hmm.
We have to sell at least like 3 million, like that. Not to account for the money we waste on notes that no one buys. You know, like if we made the
mm-hmm.
for every remote we made someone bought it, we have to sell a lot of remote controls. Is this going to be enough to sell?
Well, something else to be built up was the ability to lose a remote, which, as you said, you've done that, we've probably all done.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a gimmick or not, but have any of you ever seen those odd little keyrings where if you whistle, it will beep and you tell you where it is?
I had one of those
you
and my brother or my dad could have beat me up because it went off all the time, accidentally.
Well, the other option, of course, is that
the clapping room.
I was going to say clapping. Digital telephones, for example, one unit has, of course you have to have that base unit somewhere where there's a button, but maybe it's a button that you attach to the TV.
So it's open.
Mm-hmm. Something which, when you press that, it would beep to give its location away on the remote unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that could be something that
separate
us a bit. And that way, because we're attaching what would be a small button to the TV, again, say what, it'd be a small transmitter, watch battery type scenario, I'd say. Or something that if it was problems enough, you could actually even just, I don't know, power and elsewhere. So that might be something you could look into.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's putting a lot on your shoulders there. So, I mean, that could be something that separates us a bit from the market as well.
Yeah.
So, to go on from here, we have to decide exactly what we're going to do with the remote. Before we leave this meeting, it'd be best to say this is what we're going to, this is the design we're going to try and get. This is how we're going to make ourselves look unique. Do we go for maybe a remote control? We're going to go for a remote control, obviously. Do we go for a small joystick that would operate, say, changing channels up and down, and then what, another button that would say that it's now being used to maneuver around the LCD?
Yeah. Or say volumes. Volume remote would be interesting.
We could use, say,
yeah.
the left and right for changing channels and the up and down for volume.
Yeah, but
and
we have a frequency of how what people use a remote control for most.
Okay.
Power is used like once per hour. Channel selection is used 168 per hour. That's by far the biggest one. And then teletext is still here. That's 14. And volume selection.
Volume selection, okay. Yeah. The teletext we're gambling with, we're going to say
no,
it's
yeah.
dead.
Okay.
Like wave dodo.
Yeah.
We could maybe even go as far as saying power button, small joystick, LCD, and then what? Maybe use it. One more button to say that you're using the menu system, and the possibility of pushing down on the joystick to say OK. So we're having very, very few buttons involved. So navigation around the menu for most things.
So I would say two function buttons that we're now using, the menus button and an OK button. I mean, something I found with joysticks on mobile phones is that a lot of the time the device mistakes you trying to move it in one direction or the other for pushing down for OK.
Okay.
Or vice versa. And that's really irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The another just design constraint thing we should bear in mind is that people aren't used to using the remote control offhandedly. So we need to make sure that even with the joystick, you know, something that can just sit comfortably in the palm of the hand and have the joystick just controlled by the thumb.
Okay. So, well, I'd say that sounds like a rough idea. Do we incorporate the idea of trying to locate the remote control again via a beeping noise?
I think because it's so small, it might be. I mean, if we only have like two or three buttons, it might be essential to have.
To locate it again.
Yeah.
So that would require a transmitter, maybe attached to the TV, just so that it says "find me," and what basically a small microphone on the actual unit, can maybe hide it in the base.
Well,
sorry.
So small speaker.
Speaker, sorry.
Yeah.
We might be better with the sound possibly.
Yeah,
maybe
those little keyrings have both.
In true fact, considering the cost of an LED,
yeah,
you could just incorporate it anyway.
Yeah.
The LEDs can be surprisingly bright now.
Yeah.
New ones, particularly, because that's a nice good effect.
Yeah.
So, by the sounds of it, with what we're suggesting so far, your design, the user interface is still quite open. We could go for quite an interesting design. Because we're only having very few to keep, and we've got, you know, small LCD, joystick. I think it leaves you open to a potential wide range of shapes, something that can make it stand out slightly. If you could look into what we've suggested so far, the feasibility of small transmitter and such, maybe if an LCD screen requires too much power or such. Ebenezer? Martin Eskensburg?
Well, I can give you the frequency, what options people use most often. I guess that's going to be important in defining the software side of the interface, right? You want the software to move.
If you could maybe as well see what people think about the idea of this minimalist approach that we've taken, where a joystick to control the very basic functions,
okay,
and then the idea of manipulating it like you would a mobile.
Okay.
I don't know how easy that will be within the time frame, but could be something we could maybe look into.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Any last comments anybody would like to put forward? Anything that we think has been missed out? Bit of a wide open question there, of course. Feel free to email me if you think that we screwed something up and want to get it rectified as soon as possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should just look at the speaker and the LED.
Speaker and LED for locating.
Transmitter.
One more question about that. If we do end up having this to television manufacturers, then the transmitter could actually be built into the television.
And possibly get even external power source. Yeah.
That's what it would do.
And something that we can easily be adopted at the last minute as well, I'd say.
Yeah.
The electronics can be either placed externally or internally, which the difference to the final product of the actual remote control, so that's good. This maybe gives us some potential market.
Good.
Okay. And I think, I mean, if we get a major television manufacturer say, oh yeah, we'll have that, save us the bother, then that's, you know, vast amounts of sales.
Oh, one thing we've almost not talked about at all, my apologies for that. User interface, we also need to maybe get the slogan in here. It's, I'm pointing at my laptop. What you've got.
We put the fashion into
real reaction and such. So,
that's the slogan. Is that
slogan.
What
the
name?
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
The slogan, you've got the fashion of the electronics.
Yeah. I put out.
Apologies. No, it could well be, I probably missed that. I think that's almost a last minute thing we can just incorporate into the actual plastic on top. So I'm not too concerned that we haven't gone into depth about that. But it might be something you could consider when thinking about shapes.
In
fact, we might like to put a slogan on and possibly the two R's to signify the company rather than the reaction.
Yeah, I thought the double R could perhaps be the interval.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's us for now.
Yeah.
Okay.